will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble wobble jelly on a plate.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So, that was a please explain moment.
In the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Tell me about it, Steph.
Look, they've just fist pumped. That's how I know it's serious. Well, as Rebecca Black once famously sang and probably still sings, as she's only 21 and has plenty of good touring years still ahead of her. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. And when it's Friday on RN Drive, you gotta get down with a bit of trivia. And that's right, it's time for Let's Get Quizzical. My contestants this week, a former reporter on Tonightly and actress, I love that word, on Utopia, Nina Oyama. Hello.
Hello.
And lead scientist of the Royal Institution of Australia, Swinburne astronomer, Professor Alan Duffy.
How's it going?
I said that very seriously. Yes, it's the Battle of the Cheekbones. Welcome back to RN Drive, guys. Now, these are the rules, right? There are no buzzers. The points are rather random. We make it up as we go along. Just try and participate, okay?
I just want to say my cheekbones are all contour, so Alan wins this round, but don't worry, I'm going to get ya.
This is great content for radio as well. I just want to say that, yeah.
This is, we really need cameras on you guys. All right, round one, Nina. Before the House of Representatives adjourned yesterday, Julie Bishop announced her big decision to leave politics. Now, her being Australia's first female foreign minister is quite well known, obviously. Here's two of her other achievements.
It has been an immense honour to be the longest serving member for Curtin and also to be the deputy leader of the Liberal Party, the first female to hold the role for 11 years, over half my entire political career.
Julie Bishop went on to list another one about being the first woman in the Liberal Party's 75-year history to do what?
Oh, my God.
What's she been up to in the last 6 months?
Try to be Prime Minister and failed.
That is it. She didn't mention fail.
Well, she did fail.
She did. Here it is.
And I'm also proud of the fact that I am the first woman to contest the leadership ballot of the Liberal Party in its 75-year history.
Nina, you got a point. Amazing. She did contest, remember? And they didn't choose her even though she was the most popular candidate.
Yeah.
I do recall.
It was devastating. One of the Tonightly writers started crying when she walked out of the room. Which I think was an overreaction, but still sad.
A little overreaction. Because she was actually, public polling showed, she was the most popular person.
I mean, I don't like the Liberal government, but I think under a Bishop government, it would, be holding together a lot better than it is right now.
And you can guarantee the heels would be far better than
be
the pumps.
Them. Everyone would be wearing them. All right, Alan, your turn. Here's a test of your knowledge of the party intrigue. Rumour has it that the timing of Julie Bishop's announcement was all about preventing a member of the Liberal front bench from parachuting into her seat of Curtin at the next election. Mm-hmm. Name the minister.
Christian Porter.
Oh, you're good.
I remember from last time. I'm practiced now.
Yeah, we should play the happy music where you got it right. I'll just clap because it's not coming on. That's what we usually play. Yeah, Alan Duffy got a point. That's really good. So you're both on one each. Round two, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, Nina. Well, of course, it is an election year. Aren't we lucky and happy and living our best lives? And the political point scoring was like Donkey Kong in Parliament this week. Opposition leader Bill Shorten called for Australia's ambassador to the US, Joe Hockey, to be recalled and for Finance Minister Matthias Cormann to be sacked for a business associated with which company? It's multiple choice. A, Hello America. B, Hello Travel. C, Hello World, or D, Hello Kitty?
It's Hello World. Ah! I remember this because it's the first lines of the Saddle Club song, Hello World.
That is actually why everyone seems to be connecting with it in your generation.
Yeah, I love it.
No, this is so bad. The reason I know the Hello World is because that's the first bit of code you ever write on a computer is a print statement.
Oh,
Hello
he is,
World.
Isn't
it's
it?
So sad. That's my connection.
That is, that's pretty nerdy.
That is sad for you.
Although, to be fair, I am talking about horse girls, which is probably the lowest social group on the food chain. of humanity, I'd say.
All right. So our sound effects are apparently coming back really soon, which is exciting because I've had to provide the sound effects. Have I done it? Yeah!
Oh, yay!
But can you give me some credit on how good? Maybe I should be a sound effects artist.
Yeah, you didn't sing, though. I just want to point that out.
No, because I want people to keep listening to this program. Right. So I'm doing my best so people can stay with me. Alan, your turn. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one has been denied by Andrew Burns, the CEO of Hello World. But allegedly, Mr. Burns gave a reason for his ability to quickly organise a meeting with Ambassador Joe Hockey. Finish this sentence. Hockey
owes me a favour?
A bit longer than it was, but two correct words, which are owes
favor.
Me.
Oh, just owes me? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's okay. That's good. Although, like a
half a point then, in that case?
Well, you got a full point, I reckon.
I reckon that's a full point.
That's a full point.
I wouldn't know that.
That's very gracious of you, Nina.
Although, Nina, you have known everything so far.
That's true. No, I think let's toughen this race up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's all predetermined, so I can't actually toughen this race up because you're both on two each. Which in some ways is exciting because, you know, it's neck and neck. It's exciting.
It's very
round three.
Exciting.
Round three.
Place your bets now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, get into it. Round Sweating. Three. Nina. Senate estimates wrapped up today, and one of the less serious but no less talked about revelations of the week is that the government wants to broadcast a certain genre of Australian television into the Pacific. Name that genre.
Reality TV. Are you serious?
You're right. Were you being funny?
Was being funny.
That was you being funny.
That was me being hilarious.
But which that's our policy now.
That is terrible. I was like, I'll just go with the wackiest thing I could think
no,
of.
No, that's actually what they're doing.
What, they want to broadcast Married at First Sight into the Pacific?
They
oh,
do.
Brother.
And that's what we're doing.
Wow.
Oh, which seems a little unfair to our Pacific neighbours.
You mean, haven't we done enough?
Is that yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
you know, we've spent years, you know, according to some, not funding enough aid, and now we're doing this.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll, cruel. Like, try and take over our country if they see that. They'll be like, wow, Australians are real dumb.
we need to deal with this.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, your turn. Spoiler yep. alert. Mm. This next question for you is about reality TV because I know you're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. No, I watch heaps of whatever that last show was.
Sometimes you've got to take a day off work from your important science business because you've got shows to catch up on. All right. Spoilers for the next episode of what popular reality TV show were leaked today, thanks to Foxtel's on-screen TV guide. Here's a hint.
Oh, well, I was going to throw you out there, but I won't, because I'm one of the boys.
What happened? Throw him under. What happened?
There you go. Throw me under.
I'm not throwing anyone under. No.
You can't just drop something like that. Don't drop something like that, because otherwise I'm just like...
Why would you drop something like that?
Is that a spoiler?
Yeah, that's a spoiler.
Right.
Do you know what that is?
I think I do.
Oh, you're going to come across and steal.
Just give it a go.
So, okay, there's multiple people, so I don't think it's Married at First Sight, because that's a couple thing, right?
There's a lot of couples.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, what's the other? What's
I'm
on? What's on? What's on?
Anything, oh, but...
What? Why am I looking at her? She's
because
not giving anything away.
Don't move away. You just said it's not, but maybe it's.
Oh, but maybe it is actually Married at First Sight?
God, could we make it any easier for you? Science,
but he didn't
Duffy.
Get the twist.
He didn't. What's the
did
twist?
You get, oh wait, the sorry, the plot, the spoiler. Oh, did you have to get the spoiler? Or just name the show.
No, just name it.
Ah, okay.
Oh yeah. Wait, is the twist that there's more than just a couple?
No, there's several couples actually. That's like established from the beginning. I can't believe you don't know this.
Yeah.
I thought in the scene. Anyways, I don't.
I struggle with this stuff too, but Nina. Oyama, thanks for coming in. She's one of my guests tonight. Alan Duffy is the other. This is Let's Get Quizzical, and a bit of a bonus question for both of you. Mm-hmm. What is the spoiler? I'm just looking straight at you.
The spoiler is that one of the contestants said she used to be gay and now she married the guy who was a virgin. And that's her spoiler in the show, is that from ages 18 through 20, she was in a same-sex relationship.
Really? Is that it?
I think it is it. I'm not 100% sure.
That is not the answer that's been provided to me, but I reckon that's a better answer. So maybe they should just change the whole thing to that because that's amazing and really interesting.
That's oh, now I feel sad that I got it wrong. I was so sure.
But what I hear is that two new couples will meet and get married at first sight, and there are intruders in next Monday's episode.
Oh, that's not a spoiler.
That's boring.
I also heard that there was people going to swap partners in it. Anyway, this show is homophobic and weird. I don't like it.
Well, no one apparently gets a bonus point, but I think you should, just because whatever you've come up with is completely out there and deserves recognition. Half a point for Nina. Sorry. Is that okay?
Oh, my God.
I think that's entirely appropriate. Yeah,
because
I think we've all lost.
Clearly she needs to be scripting reality television. Although it's not scripted. It's unscripted.
I read a lot of think pieces about it. I don't actually watch it. I just like to find out what happens.
You're such a liar.
You can watch those recaps they make, though.
I just read
catch
Twitter.
Up in like 2 minutes.
Right.
I know all about it.
I don't do anything. I just read Twitter. That's how I get all my news.
It's probably why we're all so disturbing, isn't it?
I just want to say we should be streaming Utopia out to the Pacific region. I think this is a much better reflection of Australia. Certainly
and they're
a
like,
truer
one. Now I know why all the weird aid projects go back. Anyway, I won't say that. We're doing fantastic work. Round four, Nina, from reality TV now to former reality TV star, the President of the United States of America. Donald Trump got sued this week over his border wall. Here he is now.
We have an invasion of drugs and criminals coming into our country that we stop, but it's very hard to stop. With a wall, it would be very easy. So I think that we will be very successful in court. So I think what will happen is, sadly, we'll be sued, and sadly, it'll go through a process, and happily, we'll win, I think.
He thinks. I mean, you can't be sure. Who's suing him?
Democratic Party.
Wrong,
no!
Can I steal?
Yes.
We'll just let that play out. 16 states of the United States of America. But unfortunately, I suspect Donald Trump is right. Because
he's always right.
No, the actual definition of emergency is not specified. He will more than likely get his National Emergency Act passed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Alan, your turn. Now, listen carefully. Besides Colorado, Connecticut, gazillion places, what other two states are suing Donald Trump? Oh, no, I have to actually say them all because I just thought that was the longest link ever. Okay. Oh, besides Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, and Virginia. Help me up.
Is that the beginning to Country Road, Take Me Home?
What are the two states? Yeah. This question, I make a complaint. Here's an audio hint.
Oh, come on. You don't know this song?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. You don't know this song?
No, I know this song, but I'm trying to finish the words.
Alan has his head in his hands. He's losing his mind.
I can't pronounce half of the states,
okay,
but
so
even
New
I know
York.
The answer.
Okay, New York. And then,
so New York would be the answer.
Yeah. But
let's
first
start
one,
the other one again. Let's give help this guy out.
Yeah.
Nina and I are like having a party in here. Alan's holding his head in shame. Well,
I don't know New York.
You don't
Let's
know
give you
it?
Half
don't
a
know.
Point then, okay? Half a
can
point.
Can I answer
yes,
the second?
Yes, of course you can.
It's California.
Oh, yeah.
California knows how to party.
Of course.
All right, round five, Nina. It's got to be a quick game. 5 minutes to the news. Okay, staying in America, which basketballer fulfilled his dream this week of becoming the first Australian to play an NBA All-Star game, and what city was he born in?
I can't even pretend to know. Max Stanmore, and he was born in Aubrey Wodonga.
Really good try of finding a random name, do you know?
I don't. I'm
you
afraid. Don't.
You,
no.
You wanted to so bad, though. Didn't
I wanted
you?
To guess.
So I'd, bad.
We're running out of time.
All right.
So.
It's Ben Simmons. And
Ben Simmons! Oh, that's ridiculous. I was going to say that.
What was serious? With your fabricated Max from Aubrey Wodonga there?
Didn't you say it was his first game ever? Like, he's like a real well known.
Fulfilled his dream this week of becoming the first Australian to play in an NBA All-Star game.
Oh, no, I thought it was the first game.
I thought it was the first game.
I never said it was the first game.
Well, we know who Ben Simmons
is. It's his whole dream.
Oh, it's so bad.
He's been living the dream for ages. He's
Alan,
bloody dating
your turn.
Kendall Jenner.
Yep, listen up, guys. Sorry. Crying out loud. Nina's on 3.5. Alan is on 4. I've schooled them enough. Alan, so... Yep. That's men's basketball.
Right.
Let's go to women's basketball. Aussie great Lauren Jackson played in 7 WNBA All-Star games in America. 7. Mm-hmm. Jackson is, of course, retired now, but her former club in Australia took out the WNBL championship last weekend. Name that team.
Do I know?
Do you know, Nina?
I feel like I should know. And I
can give you a hint just to be helpful.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
There's an animal in the name, right? No, okay, don't worry.
No.
Okay.
Which, no.
Oh, no, Matildas.
No. They do
soccer.
Soccer, yeah. They do the soccer, and this is the basketball.
Yeah.
And the nation's capital is there.
Right.
So there's
Canberra.
That's half of it.
But not an animal?
No animals. They're called the Canberra...
Basketball team.
Legends. All-stars.
They're called the Canberra Capitals.
Oh, you literally said the capital is there.
Okay. Can I get the next one? Let's see if I can do it. Nina, how many MPs left the UK Labour Party this week?
5.
4.
Oh,
7,
man.
Then 1 more, 8. Sorry, loser. Alan, which billionaire is organising a concert in Colombia to raise money for the Venezuelan people?
I want to say Richard Branson.
Oh, yes. You are right. And who is this and what is her name? This is a bonus question.
Is this your new dog?
Yes.
Is it PK?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And what is her name?
PK Jr.
Good try. You follow me on social media.
But you didn't,
that's all
you didn't
I talk
say on the
about.
Podcast with Fran.
Starts
it's a cavoodle.
With a B. It's a little cavoodle.
I don't know.
That was...
Billy.
Brian.
Billy is a good try.
Brian.
Her name is not Brian. Her name is...
Bruce.
Bruce, her name is Bruce. Her name is not Bruce. Okay. Her name is Bindi. And my daughters call her Bindi. And I'm waiting for 7:35 p.m. so I can cuddle her and go home. I love being on this show, but not as much as hanging out with Bindi or both of you. You've been great guests. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Nina, you're on 3.5. Alan is the winner on 6.
Yes.
But, you know... Just
I'll
let's
win
pretend
one
that
day.
Never happened. Nina Oyama, she is an actress on Utopia. And, of course... Alan Duffy, everyone's favourite astronomer.